ויהי בימי אחשוורוש. הוא אחשוורוש המולך מהודו ועד כוש, שבע ועשר מאומי המדינה. נא, which one of the Persian kings was Ahasuerus? It's a big discussion in historians about it. The simple historical explanation that I know is it was the Persian king Cambyses. That's Ahasuerus. Now, to establish his malchus was not easy. Vayom Ahem, Kishevas HaMelech HaChashverosh Al Kisei Malchus, Sheba Shushan Abira. And he had taken over from Belshazzar, his father-in-law. Belshazzar, his father-in-law, was struck dead. Because one thing in the ancient world was known was there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, which is a major event, and there was a lot of pride, destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Just like when the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, there was a lot of pride. The Jews were not an insignificant part of the ancient world. That's why in Rome the Arch of Titus celebrates the Churban Habayis. And the question was, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? They were well aware there was a Nevuah, and the Nevi'im had warned of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And they had said, there was a Nevuah that said, 70 years. And if the 70 years passed, and Klal Yisrael didn't come back, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it means they won. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lost. And Belshazzar made the cheshbon the wrong way, what the 70 years were. When the 70 years were over, he figured, we won. It's not a nevuah. And then a miraculous thing happened that night at his big party. He was struck dead. The daughter Vashti married to Ahasuerus, and established, and he was not from any royal descent. He was a stable boy. And for him to take over the Malchus was not easy. Bishnah Sholosh Lamolcho, when he was establishing his Malchus, also Mishtil Cholzor Vavodov. Now, he made a feast, unlimited feasting for 180 days. Celebrating the greatest kingdom in the world, the one that had destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the one that was ruling over the world and keeping the Jews in Golos. But he invited everyone to that feast. And then after 180 days of non-stop eating, drinking, snus, everything goes into these ancient Persian feasts, made a special feast, 7 days in Shushan Abira. Now, certain messages of the Torah, people in Golos sometimes find it hard to accept. We live in a world surrounded by an alien culture with a lot of different values, a lot of different lifestyles. And we're different. And what did Ahasuerus do? Ahasuerus belonged to a culture not too different than our culture today. Ahasuerus belonged to a culture totally hedonistic, glorified nothing else but Tanugei Aguf. The be-all and the end-all of life was physical pleasure and physical enjoyment. Neshama played no role. And to celebrate in so-called simcha, he asked everyone to join in with him. And the Jews joined in with him. And Ahasuerus wanted the Jews to join in with him. And he made sure that they had all the food they needed. All the food was kosher. He had a mashgiach, Chazal tell us, called Mordechai. Mordechai pleaded with them not to go to the Suda. But he knew, at least, if they weren't going to listen, he had to make sure that they were eating food they were allowed to eat. That Suda was a sort of party that happens in a lot of places. Leil Purim. Non-stop drinking. A total denial of the value of the neshama of the human being. They were there for 187 days. A very strange thing happened. They brought out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash to drink from and get drunk on. And we say that to the tune of Eicha, for kelim michelim shonim. How does a Jew, self-respecting Jew, get drunk at a Suda that celebrates the establishment of that kingdom that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? How does a Jew find himself able to participate in a Suda where all the people around him, even if he may not be doing it, are getting drunk, drinking from the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash? When I was younger, it bothered me very much. As I got older and saw how people act, it still bothered me, but I understood it because I see it all around me. There's a lifestyle. Halacha is meant to convey technical things that are also certain lifestyle. Rambam has this as a major theme in his Machshava. A lifestyle that is against the entire lifestyle of Torah, that says the be-all and the end-all of life is a drunken revel where you have every food that you may want, every piece of alcohol you ever want, and everything with techno hashgachos habadats, because that's the only thing you think you don't understand. There's a deeper message to Torah. Once you lose any sensitivity to the kedusha that's involved in Torah, so you can be sitting there. And I can manufacture a very simple heter why that Jew himself could drink from the kelim. Ayetz me'ila, bo prisim chilulua, give a whole complicated shtickel Torah writing a heter for it. But the bottom line is, you're sitting there with the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash destroyed, and everyone around you, or maybe you yourself, are just eating away and drinking away and forgetting anything about that there's such a thing called Kedoshim Tiyu. You do that, so the Beit HaMikdash doesn't mean anything to you. Kelim L'Kedushas of Beit HaMikdash doesn't mean anything to you. And a lot of things that happen in our so-called Orthodox Jewish world is to try to do everything and take on and live an absolutely non-Jewish lifestyle, but make sure that everything is glad koshel and mahadrin min mahadrin. That is where Purim begins. The Gemara says, why would Klal Yisrael sentence Lahashmi Laharug Laabe? The Gemara says, Nashan Nani Masuda also Roshan. That means, if you lost the message, what it means to be a Jew, you lost the sensitivity to Kedusha, lost the sensitivity, there's a higher type of life than all those drunken goyim rolling in the streets around you. If you lost that sensitivity of life to Kedusha, what makes things important, what makes things important, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no point. No point. Ahashkos b'chle zohov v'kelim v'kelim shonim. Now, the idea of Simcha in Purim. What does Simcha mean? Sometimes people think Simcha is that hilarious fun going to parties. So I was coming back from London on Monday. The usually most allowed fledge have a private screen. Here there was a public screen. And the public screen of a great Israeli movie right in front of me, of everyone having a wonderful time going, hilarious party going. What is Simcha and why is that not Simcha? Those sort of parties enable a person to get so involved in what he's doing, the hilarity of what he's doing, that he forgets his own misery. Unhappy people have to run away from themselves. Unhappy people have to escape. There is an ability for people, a desire for unhappy people to use alcohol. Why? It's an escape. Other people use different things for escape. Why do people need an escape if they're essentially unhappy? And they have to be able to be mesiach das completely from their unhappiness. And that is the hilarity of all this party going. Unhappy people just want to forget. And you end up drunk or you end up high on drugs or whatever. That means you're escaping from yourself. You're not confronting yourself. You're not happy with yourself, not satisfied with yourself. That's not Simcha. It has nothing to do with Simcha. Simcha is a totally different thing. Why is Torah called the Mesameach? Samchei Lev. Why? Because when a person is happy with himself, has a deep sense of satisfaction of being happy with yourself, not trying to forget what's happening inside of you, but coming to terms who and what I am, and that deep sense of satisfaction, being satisfied with himself. And what makes a person satisfied with himself? Toras Hashem Tamima Mishivas Nefesh. What does Mishivas Nefesh mean? So, Reb Chaim Volozhin says, Mishivas Nefesh, it returns the neshama to its source, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person feels disconnected from his source, feels unhappy. Now, some people feel unhappy. They go to a place, they're all alone. They feel separate from everyone around them. They're away from family. They feel unhappy. Other people feel happiness when they connect to their essential self, what's really them. But first you have to know who and what is your essential self. The Megillah begins with a Suda, a crazy, wild, 187-day, non-stop, night and day, drunken feast, with all the Tanugai Haguf. If you read at all anything about what a Persian drunken feast was, known as food, there was food, there was alcohol, there was nus, anything you can imagine, anything you wanted. And Jews, because they participated in that, were sentenced, Lahashmi Lahara Wilabi. There's no point keeping a people like this. They forgot what it means to be a Jew. At the end of the Megillah, when we're talking about Bayomim Ashenaf Nochuvahem Hayhudim, Achod Ashenepach Wahem Yogon Lesimcho. Ume Evel Luyontif. Last was also you may Mishte for Simcho. What is Simcha here? Shloch Monas Ishrael, Matonas Levionim. There's a Simcha. Not in forgetting who and what I am. Person who has a simcha, happy with who he was, can share it with another person. And when you can't share it with another person, and you think only about yourself, you're not really happy. When a person's involved in the su'uda, v'achashverish, in the beginning, you don't share it with anyone. You're thinking about me, 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 and me, and then after that, me. How can I enjoy? How can I? What more pleasures can I have? How much more alcohol can I have? You think about me. When a person is truly with Sameach, he can share it with other people. Their simcha, his simcha, they merge together. When a person realizes who and what the essential is, and it's connected, and he's expressing himself, and he's feeling good about his realizing his essential self, then he can be Sameach. The Jews in Purim, they realized they acted wrong. Rambam writes, the purpose of Purim is to teach us the Koach HaTfilah. He's available to us. They realized their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam says. And they turned to him. Once they realized their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they turned to him, and they realized that he is the one who's running the world, they realized that being part of the Persian society only brought them grief. And that we have a different mahalach, and we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because that is what defines who and what we are and what our essential self is. Then they could be sameach. They could share it with other people. That's why the Rambam writes, "Ain simcha mefawara." It's our greatest simcha, to hachyos levim lolim, to lift up the spirit of a trodden, downtrodden person. It's a whole different idea, simcha. It's a sense of deep satisfaction that comes from connecting in a real way, in a true way, with your inner self and feeling good about it. It's a simcha. And with that simcha can become enhanced by Hanos HaGuf as well. Yontif is Lifnei Hashem. Times of Beis HaMikdash, you came Lifnei Hashem and you brought Shalmei Simcha. You ate this meat B'Kedusha V'Tahara Lifnei Hashem and Simcha L'Bebosav and Simcha L'Beyayin. But you knew that you were happy and you used the Boson Yayin as a way of expressing that happiness, that you were Lifnei Hashem and connecting in the deepest way with your inner self. That's Simcha. That you can share with other people. Halacha of a Korban Todah is a person came to the Beis HaMikdash with gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has a short time to finish it. There's a tremendous amount to eat. So what's the purpose? Because then you're going to have to share it with other people. You can't sit in your house all by yourself. That's not simcha. If you've connected with your real inner self, your Lifnei Hashem, and then you want to express it with Bosar and Yayin, that only enhances it. Ein simcha l'bosar, ein simcha l'yayin, that's yontif, which is Lifnei Hashem. When the Jews finally realized, the Rambam says, Umi goy godo, pasuk in Veschanan, Ashelo Elokim krovim elov, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. Which nation is so blessed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to daven to him and he's going to answer? But he just wants us to realize that every other source of salvation isn't there. He's it. And then he's there and available. When a Jew realizes that, which is what Klal Yisrael came to realize, no eat, no drink, 3 days running. When you realize that the reason for everything that's happened to you is you came into a lifestyle that is a total denial of the whole message of the Torah, and then you have to turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that that's where it's all about, and that's the Yeshua, then afterwards you can have a real simcha. It's simcha, it's simcha, it's simcha. Never uses the word simcha here by the Mishta of Achashverosh. Why not? It's not simcha. It's pirud. You separate, you're just trying to escape from an unhappy self. That's why people get drunk. That's why people take drugs. In the ancient world, when people wanted to develop religious intensity, they used alcohol, they used drugs, all sorts of things. Torah says, V'yayim v'sheichar al teish v'al mikdash lo sofa. No. You want to develop religious intensity, go deep inside your neshama, find your real self, and first do it that way. Don't do it the opposite way. Purim is a very important holiday. It has nothing to do with the Chil Hashem that happens when you have thousands of yeshiva baruchim staggering around the city stone drunk for 3 days now. No. That's the beginning of the Megillah. That's not the end of the Megillah. A person who's deeply happy and satisfied with his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can express it to Bosser and Yayin and etc. But there has to be an expression of the genuine simcha that comes out of your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. the halacha, which isn't true, that's one of the few well-known halachas that people think in the midst of getting drunk in Purim. There's no such thing. And if there would be, it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. Because whatever Chazal were trying to say, we're not holding on that madriga yet. We first have to understand what real simcha is all about. When a person feels isolated from the world around him, disconnected from everything, he goes into a depression. When a person goes deep into himself and realizes who and what he is, he's a tzelem elokim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's just waiting for him, that causes simcha. And that was the simcha the Jews had when they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them a very strong message. You want to be in the Suda of Achashverosh and do it with glad kosher food and everything. Just remember one thing. I don't see reason for such a people to exist. They're not my people anymore. And the Jewish people, when they stop being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, they stop existing. There's no reason for them to exist. When the Jews made the turnaround and davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 3 days, Al tolchu v'al tishtu shloshish yomim layla v'yom. For 3 days they didn't eat or they didn't drink, nothing. And they realized that all their eating and drinking isn't what's going to bring them simcha. It's that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that happened then. That's when the turnaround happened, when a hafuch. When a hafuch doesn't mean to stand on your head and act silly. Hafuch means that total change of direction that Klal Yisrael achieved, that made the total change of direction in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of dealing. Ayhudim Aysa Ora for Simcha for Sosom V'Yakor Kain Tiyalanu, we say. And Chazal have a very strange shot in that Ayhudim Aysa Ora, Ora Sutora. What does that mean, Ora Sutora? You should say Ayhudim Aysa Ora. I have to say, Ora, and Chazal tell us Ora means Torah, no. There are two types of Torah. There's Torah that's a burden to you, that you got to suffer all the technical details. There's Torah that lights up your eyes and now you understand the world. Ora, they had light. The sun shined the day before and the day after, they had the same light. It was a different light because now they understood the world through Torah. Ludum Isa Ora was Simcha, was Sosom, via Kor. What does this have to do with Chazal tell us? It has to do with Bris Mila. Why? What does Bris Mila tell us? Bris Mila tells us, Brischo Shechosamta Besareinu, the goof of a Jew has Kedusha, because he's supposed to be Mekadosh his goof through Torah and mitzvahs. And that's why the goof of a Jew can bear the bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the connection between Purim and Bris Mila. Jews forgot that the goof of a Jew is Kadosh. And there's a whole lifestyle of treating it b'kedusha. And there's a whole lifestyle of acting and living b'kedusha. They forgot that. And they turned around and they recognized the deep message behind Brischo Shechosamta B'Sorena. Purim is a very important day. And it's important because it teaches us a message, who we are and what Simcha really is. And when a hafuch who doesn't mean that you act stupid. Well, it doesn't mean that. Menahafochu doesn't mean anything, but a total change of attitude of the Jews, which caused a change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dealing with the world, and was mavata and caused a total change in Achashverosh's attitude. That's it. Mitzvah Hashem, we're coming to Purim. Purim is an important day. Rabbi HaKodesh said, Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. We can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by understanding what Purim is and express that understanding through a Suda, through Torah and the like. That's the Simchas Purim. And that's a Simchas Purim that I can share with other people. That's a Simchas Purim that goes hand in hand with Matonu Savyoni, Mishloach Marosish L'Reyehu. You share it because you all share a common identity. Because if your idea is Hanos Gufodim, that's my private thing. There's nothing for me to share with somebody else. But if it is my connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives me Simcha, that I share with other people. I'm part of a tzibur, I'm part of a community. And I have friends, and I have people I connect with on that level. And none of the people I connect with on that level, something deeper. And if there's someone who I share that with, who's in a, has a problem, it bothers me, and I have to solve it. That's why it's Matonos Savyonim. Because person who's interested in nothing but his own Hanos HaGuf is interested in me, 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 and then me. Someone else's problem doesn't bother him. Mashenkein, someone who understands his essential self, his neshama in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the bris we made with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he shares that with other people, their tzara is his tzara. And therefore, they have, part of their simcha is relieving the other person's tzara. Mitzvah Hashem. The ideas behind Purim should be something that we give deep thought to. And we'll be able to celebrate a true Simchas Purim.